This Bloomberg Economics Brief is brought to you by HSBC, winner of Trade Finance America's 2016 Company Award for Best Supply Chain Finance Bank in North America. HSBC, where ambition connects with opportunity.
Now we're going to focus on the economy with Carl Riccadonna. He is chief U.S. economist for Bloomberg Intelligence. He's also a contributor to Bloomberg Briefs on economics. Bloomberg Briefs, of course, the daily newsletter with economic insight, news, and data from our team of dedicated economists at Bloomberg. Carl, always a pleasure. Thanks very much. I know you're going to want your own song pretty soon. Maybe we can work something out. What would be the song right now for the International Monetary Fund and its forecast for global growth? Would we be playing like the blues or something like that?
Everybody gets the blues, something like that. I don't know. You put me on the spot here.
That's all right. We'll let you think about a song later. Sure. But tell me about the International Monetary Fund and its scrapped forecast.
Sure. So what they did yet again is trim their global growth forecasts. So now they are at 3.1%. So that was another 10th off of global growth, which 1/10 doesn't sound like a big deal, but way back before the Great Recession, the IMF assumed that growth in the vicinity of 3% or less was consistent with a global recession. So we're at dangerously slow forward speed here in the economy. Now, the recent forecast downgrades were largely related to developments following the Brexit and implications for both UK and continental Europe, as well as potential fallout for Japan from the recent appreciation in the yen. They cut 1/10 from 2016. They also cut 1/10 from 2017 as well. So not yet seeing firming conditions here. And mind you, at the Fed's last meeting, the minutes expressed concern with respect to the international outlook, and it extended beyond Brexit. It included Chinese currency policy and economic activity in other emerging markets as well.
Tell us about the U.S. We got some information today about the world of real estate, and what does that mean?
Real estate and housing. So housing starts and permits both topped expectations, but there were some downward revisions to the prior months. Nonetheless, we know that housing activity and construction activity improved in the second quarter, and especially the profile across the quarter pointed to an accelerating pace. So this should create some sense of optimism that housing, while only a bit player in this continuing saga of economic growth, nonetheless, should continue to eke out positive contributions. And mind you, that positive contribution has been increasing in recent quarters. So again, not enough to pull on its own accord here, but a supporting role to the broader strength in consumer spending.
All right, so the International Monetary Fund signals danger, Will Robinson, and the report today from the U.S. economy is not necessarily enough to change anybody's mind in terms of Federal Reserve interest rate policy.
Right, exactly. So we're growing, but certainly, you know, the case that the economy is overheating and the Fed needs to act imminently is a bit of a stretch. So I think that they remain in a holding mode here to
How many? Rate increases this year, to believe?
Well, they have to fully assess the extent of any fallout from Brexit and what's happening on that front. So I think we have just one rate increase this year, and I think it comes at the December Fed meeting.
The December Fed meeting.
Exactly. We have a rate meeting next week, obviously way too soon. We, you know, keep in mind, despite that strong jobs report we saw in June, the broader trend is decelerating. So if you have decelerating pace of hiring, growth that's at best 2% through mid-year, and inflation that's still not hitting their target, then it's hard to make the case that they need to act aggressively anytime soon.
Thank you very much. Always great to have you
make the
case. Carl Riccadonna is chief U.S. economist, Bloomberg Intelligence, a contributor to Bloomberg Briefs on Economics. Of course, download the brief on economics and many other topics by just typing briefs go on the Bloomberg, or by visiting BloombergBriefs.com. I'm Pim Fox, and this is Bloomberg.
This Bloomberg Economics Brief is brought to you by HSBC, winner of Trade Finance America's 2016 Company Award for Best Supply Chain Finance Bank in North America. HSBC, where ambition connects with opportunity.